Hello and welcome to another Arsblog Arscast on arsblog.com. In association, as always, with my friends at oleole.com, the football community website. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm just starting to record this thing, and I had to go out tonight, you see. I had to go and have a few beers. So if I slur my words or if I talk shite, more shite than usual, then you can blame the beer. So on the way in this week's Arscast, we have got a blog chat with the man from East Lore. Now, this, let me tell you, was a triumph of technology. Normally, when I make the blog chat phone calls, I use a program called Skype, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, and I use Skype to make the phone call and to record it, because it's all done through the computer. However, Skype is having some problems today. I think the technical term, and I've looked this up, the technical term is bollocksed. That's what Skype is at the moment. It's absolutely fucked. So Skype wasn't working. So how did we do it? You'll just have to tune in a little bit later on to find out how I managed to talk to the man from East Lore. The quality, I'll have to tell you, I will hold my hands up and say the quality isn't as good as it normally would be. But, you know, what can you do? Beggars and choosers and all that sort of thing. The man in the bar is here. He's got a player history. There's other bits and pieces as well, I'm sure. I can't remember what they are at this moment in time. But they'll be, you know, there's stuff going on between now and the end. Just don't pressure me. All right? Thank you. Now, we'll start, I suppose, with football. And the fact that, you know, we're a few days into the new season and everything seems to be going pretty fucking well. It's good. Sunday we played Fulham and 1-2-1, made it difficult for ourselves, but, you know, that's just par for the course. It looked like it was going to be the same old from last season, but, you know, Jens gave away a goal, but we came back strong. And last season we drew our opening game with Aston Villa after going behind at the Grove, and this time we came back and won. And then on Wednesday we went to Prague to play the Spartans in their leather jocks and muscly six-packs and beards and sexy wives. And, yeah, there you go. So we went there and they decided they were going to kick us. And what we did, and what I really, really like about Cesc, is not only is he a really, really good player, but, you know, he won't take any shit from anyone. And he's not the biggest guy in the world, is he? You know, Repka's a fucking, you know, skin-headed, muscly, you know, big prick. And Cesc is, you know, he's not so big, was he? 5'10"? He's not muscly. But, you know, he took Repka out. So, you know, shove that up your hole, Repka. Surprised he didn't get a red card. Repka, I mean, not Cesc. But what it did show, it was good. The side weren't bullied. And they weren't put off by the physical approach, which may have been the case this time last year. And Cesc laughed at Repka. He said he didn't, but, you know, we know he did. We know he did. But 2-0 away from home, two goals from Alex Leb in two games. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I was a big critic of Leb, I have to say. Last season, I thought he started the season really well, encouragingly well. I thought he was going to be a really, really important player, but for whatever reason, it didn't work out. And, you know, he lost his head a little bit, I think. You know, technically, skillfully, he's a very, very good player. He can do great things with the ball. But, you know, his just brain is a bit lazy or something. And he started the season very well, playing in his more favoured role behind the striker, which I don't think really suits us very well. It might suit Leb, but it doesn't suit the rest of the team. But anyway, two goals in two games, we can't argue, can we? And then Blackburn on Sunday, we'll come back to that in a little while. Also, we'll discuss the, we got a phone call about the Arsenal anthem, the new anthem, which we'll discuss and talk about that a bit with the man from East Lore now, just in a couple of minutes' time. And also tell you about the Ole Ole Fantasy Football Game, which you can join the arsblog.com league. If you've already joined and you've discovered that there's no points, I'm told that the game has just been sort of put back a little bit. They're waiting till the transfer window closes before they start issuing points and things like that. So we'll give you all the details of that in just a little bit. So anyway, earlier, as I said, there were problems with Skype, and I managed to find a way to communicate between Dublin and London and record the thing. Because I was just going to get a mobile phone and hold it really close to the microphone like this, you see. Probably wouldn't have worked so well. But here on this week's blog chat is the man from East Lore. Okay, with me now on the Arscast, despite the problems with Skype, we've managed to connect a tin can here and a tin can to London, and the man from East Lower is here. Hello?
Oh, hello, hello. Can you hear me?
Just about, yes.
Oh, good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully, that's good then. Hopefully the people will be able to hear us as well. Okay, Fulham on Sunday. It looked for a while like it was going to be the same story as last season, but would you say that, given the fact we won the game 2-1 rather than drawing it 1-1, we've improved?
If you look at the stats, 2 points further ahead at the same stage as we were last year. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's probably too early to judge, in all honesty, but there certainly seems to be a little bit more resilience in the side. But I have to say, I was muttering very, very wildly under my breath from about the first minute onwards on Sunday. I was so excited, and then suddenly it just seemed a bit of a deja vu.
What did you make of the introduction of Bentner and Walcott?
Well, I thought Bentner was the better of the two. I thought he definitely added some physicality, and he was he sort of ran around quite a lot. He was really, really good. I think he made a massive difference. And Walcott made some difference, but not quite as much. But again, I think both of them combined did make a big difference. And also Fulham were getting a bit tired towards the end, and I think that helped as well.
Okay. Prague then on Wednesday night, and the physical approach that the Sparta team took might have been too much for this team maybe last season.
Yeah, I think that's really promising. I think we did draw a lot of games and looked beaten early on in quite a few away games last year, and you know, with any luck that's gone. And I mean, I didn't get to see the game, but by all accounts, it was standing up against a really strong physical side, and that is really, really promising. And don't forget also that we haven't got Adebayor, who probably would have played in a game like that, and Gilberto and Diaby and Danielson, all out. So I think that was really, really promising, a fantastic result as well.
Okay, yeah, hard to see them turn that around in the second leg.
It would have to involve a couple of classic Jens moments early in the game, I think. But yeah, with any luck, that would be all right.
I hope so. One thing that sort of struck me last night was I was listening to it on BBC. But the options that we had on the bench, you mentioned Adebayor being out, Gilberto Diaby, Danielson, who could well have been involved. Certainly Gilberto and Adebayor, no Eduardo either. But are the options that we have on the left and the right side of midfield still a bit of a handicap?
I think we probably need one extra wide player. That would be on my Christmas list. Well, actually, before Christmas now. But I think we do probably. To be honest, I think when everyone's fit, we've probably just got about enough. But like you say, perhaps we need a bit more competition there. And it's probably no surprise that we've been linked to Pedersen, even if that's a nothing story. But I think there's probably another twist in the tail before the end of August. I imagine we'll probably get one more player in. I don't know who it'll be, of course, but I do think we will.
Okay. Alex Klebb said he wanted to score 10 goals. He's got 2 and 2. He could do it in 8 more games.
I know. It makes me very worried, actually, because I did threaten to Cossack across the pitch. Cossack dance across the pitch, but I'm too old for all that. And anyway, he's
clothed or unclothed?
Well, I think in a moment of wild jubilation, I might have said unclothed, but I mean, I probably didn't. Let's be honest. I mean, you know.
Let's hope not.
I can make it up. I was probably wearing at least a coat, but no, I think he was. He's been really quite good. But having said that, is he going to be playing that position for the whole of the season? I somehow doubt it. When we got all our strikers back, so I still think he needs to make a good fist of playing on the wing. But he's been really good. He's been, obviously, like you say, 2 goals is about one more than he scored in the whole of last season. That's what it feels like, anyway.
Liberated without the scowling presence of Henri up front?
I don't know about that. I mean, I think sometimes a bit too much said about that. I thought, Henri definitely used to give funny stares to Reyes, but I'm not so sure that he had such a beef with Klebb, did he? I don't think so.
I don't know. I think Klebb beat him in Top Trumps one day and ever since then there was a problem.
Henry probably had Stepanov in his top trump list. That's probably why. He never won on any.
What about Rosicki? He's a guy that when we signed him last year before the World Cup, everybody was very excited about. In the World Cup, he scored a brilliant goal against America. Early on in his Arsenal career, he scored a brilliant goal against Hamburg, but really hasn't produced consistently since. Is it a fault of him playing out of position on the left-hand side, or we should be seeing more from him, shouldn't we?
I think we definitely should. Some people say it takes a season to settle in, although, you know, I often wonder why that is. But let's assume that it does take a season to settle in, then it's kind of starting with a clean slate here. And he showed glimpses of being really, really excellent last year, but was injured a lot and a bit inconsistent. So, again, I think, you know, we're only two games in. It's probably a bit harsh to judge him now, but we definitely need to see more from him because he didn't score that many last year. And he was in and out a bit of the side. So, I'm hoping for a lot more, given, what was he, 8 million or 6 or 7
six
million,
something like that. The captaincy issue, what did you make of, number one, the appointment, and number two, after Gilberto's comments in the week, how it seemed to be communicated?
Well, funnily enough, I think Gareth is quite a good, or could potentially be quite a good appointment. I don't think a striker is the best captain, and I think that was proved with Omri. I think it's leading from the defence is often quite good. A good captain is a defender often, and I think Gareth is, you know, he's experienced and he's quite a strong player. So I'm not against that so much, but I do find the way it happened a little bit odd, definitely. And I do wonder why, if indeed that's what happened, I do wonder why Gilberto allegedly found that on the web. That's very, very odd indeed.
The other thing I want to ask you about, and it's something I haven't experienced yet, but you probably have, being at the first game, is the new anthem, this Elvis song.
Oh, God, was there a new anthem? I was drinking beer. I mean, I can comment on the fact that the £5.20 for a hot dog and a bottle of water was a little steep.
Wow.
But I have to say, in all honesty, I haven't heard the anthem.
Okay.
It sounds like I haven't missed much.
No, The Wonder of You by Elvis is the song.
It wasn't just because he died 30 years ago, was it? No.
Well, I don't know. He died on the toilet, much like our season last year. I don't know where they got it from, to be honest. What do you think of the whole need? Do we need an anthem?
I don't know if we need an anthem. I think the atmosphere can be lacking at the Grove quite a lot, and whether that's it's been long been talked about, hasn't it? It was pretty similar in the last 10 years of Highbury as well, and whether it's just that. A lot of new fans are coming on. I really don't know. I don't think we need an anthem, no, I really don't. But I would like to explore new ways of making the atmosphere better. I'm not going to pretend I've got the answer to that, though.
Free beer.
Oh, I have the answer to that. It's free beer.
Yeah, oh, good.
Good one.
Great minds think alike there.
Except you wouldn't be able to get it at half-time either because the queues are too long. But anyway, it's a nice idea. We need to explore that one.
Well, certainly as well, the added toilet facilities at the Grove would allow the queues to move swiftly when everybody's sort of full up to the heart with beer.
What they ought to do, given that it's all getting a bit more corporate in America anyway, is they ought to do what they do in baseball, where lots of people dress up as, like the Carlsberg man or the Foster's man, and they come down the aisles mid-game and just sell you beer that way. I mean, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Cool, yeah, they kind of they throw, hot dogs and things, but they could throw cans of beer around.
Yeah, cans of beer, and you know, when Jens lent that goal in, they'd have been a run on beer then, wouldn't they? They'd have made millions.
Not if it was free, they wouldn't.
Oh, no, good point, but they would have probably charged it at that point, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, well, okay. All right, we'll have to see how that goes over the next few weeks. All right, Man from East Lower, thank you very much.
You're welcome, no problem.
And my thanks to the man from East Lower. That's eastlower.co.uk. You can check out his blog, and he'll be back on another Arsecast in the very near future, no doubt. You know what's great about recording Arsecast? Is I'm sitting here, you know, with my microphone here, and, you know, the computer screen in front of me, and I can see my voice as it's recording. It's sort of spiky and uppy downy, you know, the sound wave kind of things. But I can see what a burp sounds like. It's like, you see? I can see that. How many of you can see your burps? Not many of you. Anyway, there you go. Before we go any further, we'll just take a short break for the news. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
52 weeks a year, 10 years a decade, 100 years a century, 1,000 years a millennium. This is Spy News on the Hour, every hour. Good evening, it's 10 o'clock. These are the news headlines. Spurs are cunts. And we'll be back with more news in an hour. Hard-hitting action news will return on next week's Arscast, possibly. Or not. Who can tell? Who knows what'll be on next week's Arscast? I might get some singing and dancing minstrels or something. I doubt it, though. Now, you might have heard in the blog chat with the man from East Lower, I asked him all about the anthem. But the man from East Lower, being far too fond of his beer, he paid no heed to what was going on. He didn't know we had a new anthem. And this is a phone call that was left on the Arse blog, what do you call those things? Answering machines. And you can do that. You can find the phone number on the Arscast page on the Arse blog website. If you ever feel like phoning up and leaving a message, you can do that. Feel free. It's not a problem. But this was a message left in relation to the anthem.
Hi, I've been a supporter for over 50 years, and I've also thought about a song for us on many occasions. Last Sunday, before the kickoff, we were entertained with a rendition of Elvis Presley's The Wonder of You, and I was quite impressed with the crowd around singing along to a very impressive chorus. This seems to be the sort of song that would soon catch on, and with just a few adjustments from somebody who can do something with lyrics, we could have a song that most people would basically know the words to, and you would not need a great singing voice to join in. And with the chorus that you've got there, 60,000 people sing along with that, I think would be a great song for us to take up.
And that was Dave, who took the time to phone in to Arsblog. Thank you very much, Dave, for your thoughts on the anthem. For those of you who don't know the song, this is it.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of.
So that, chums and chumettes, is the new Arsenal anthem, The Wonder of You, by Elvis Presley. Now, I have to say, I'm not really a big fan of Elvis. I think he's, you know, essentially just a big fat prick. A big fat dead prick at that as well. And, you know, I don't really see what it's got to do with football either. You know what I mean? The Wonder of You, You Give Me Hope, Consolation, blah, blah. What? What the fuck? What's that got to do with anything? If it said, you know, you give me the strength to kick the shit out of Lee Bowyer, then yes, I can live with an anthem like that. You give me the pride in which I may pillage the villages of Tottenham fans, then yes, I can get behind that. But I just think it's a bit contrived, a bit false. You know, I certainly agree with the man from East Lower, who says that, you know, something has to be done, maybe, just to improve the atmosphere. But it's a bit corny, isn't it? It's a bit cringy, and, you know, Elvis, The Wonder of You, what? Nah, it just doesn't work for me at all. You see, you've got clubs who have anthems, like West Ham, and they're blowing bubbles, and Liverpool, and You'll Never Walk Alone, and, you know, these songs kind of just grow off the terraces. But as we don't have terraces anymore, these songs can't really grow. And I think trying to make an anthem just because other clubs have an anthem, I don't know. I'm not sure I like it. I have to say, though, I was watching the telly on Sunday. Was it Sunday? I think it was Sunday. Whenever Man United were playing against Reading, and they had a guy doing Take Me Home Country Roads. Was that Crystal Gale? I can't remember exactly. I think it was Crystal Gale. And somebody else did that anyway. But I remember Crystal Gale doing a version of that because my mother used to play that. She had a Crystal Gale cassette. And she used to play that in the car when she'd drive myself and the Mug Smasher to school. I had blanked it all out, but not to worry. So I don't know. The wonder of you compared to Take Me Home Country Roads. Has football gone anthem crazy? Is this what it's come to? The game of football that we all love and know? Who's got the best anthem? Personally, if I had to choose, it would be Tarzan Boy by Baltimora, which is just a great tune. It speaks to me inside. The man in the bar is here. He's got a player history.
Hello, this is the man in the bar here with another sort of a player history. I'm not feeling very well now this week, I have to say. I feel a little bit ticky in the stomach, you know. I think what happened basically was that I went out there the other night and I had a few old pints down here and a couple of lads, you know, they said, come on, we go get an old Indian curry, will we? And I said, well, fair enough, I prefer an old bag of chips and a sausage, but you know, if you fancy a curry, sure, why not? We'll go get a curry. So we went and we got a curry and Jesus, I think there was about an old prawn in it, so there was, even though I didn't even have fucking prawns. I didn't have chicken balti. I went home that night and I was lying in the bed and I was turning over and my stomach was going. And I was thinking to myself, that's not right, so it's not terribly right. And I was thinking, well, yes, maybe it's just a bit of old wind, but I had the fear, you know, the fear you have when you're not quite sure if when you fart, it's just going to be a fart or not, you know. And I was lying there going, the last thing I want to do is shit the bed. So I spent essentially the next 3 days on the toilet. And sort of be going between sitting on the toilet and kneeling in front of it. And at one stage, I vomited into my own shite. And oh, Christ, it was all coming out of my nose and everything. So, yes, you can imagine, I'm just taking it a bit easy now, having a couple of old pints of Guinness. And to be honest, I'm not really in the mood for doing another player history. If you don't mind this week, we'll make it a very short player history. So there you go. This week we're talking about Ian Selly. He was very average. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
The man in the bar will be back on next week's Arscast with another player history. Now, the Arscast is brought to you in association with Jameson's Whiskey, a lovely Jameson's glass that I stole. You see, I stole it from the Fitzwilliam Hotel here in Dublin. About 2 months ago. It's gorgeous. It's really nice. It actually makes your whiskey taste nicer. No beer this week. Now, what was I going to talk about? Oh, William Gallas's penis. Yes, of course. Of course, we've gone beyond all the captaincy stuff, but I was curious to know what Arsene thought of William Gallas's penis being the captain of Arsenal. So I rang him up. I said, hey, Arsene, what do you think of William Gallas's penis being captain of Arsenal? This is what he said.
It is not a long, hard thing, and it's horrible as well.
You really do have to take your hat off to Arsene, don't you? He's a brave man. He really is. There aren't too many football managers out there that would diss the penis of William Gallas. It's true. Coming up at the weekend, we have got Blackburn away. Now, Blackburn away was a tricky fixture last year, if you might remember. We were down to 10 men in the league game. When Gilberto was sent off for a little silly kick at Robbie Savage. But, you know, hands up, who hasn't wanted to kick Robbie Savage? Not too many hands out there. No, see? So you can't really blame Gilberto. He just did what any one of us would do. It's just unfortunate that, you know, instead of kicking him, he didn't shoot him. And instead of in the leg, it wasn't in the face. And instead of once, it wasn't repeatedly. But that's neither here nor there. But we still went on to win. A goal from Kolo Touré put us ahead, and an amazing goal from Thierry Henry sealed the game at 2-0. You might remember a little 1-2 with Cesc. He broke down the left-hand side, and it was in that spell when he came back from injury, and he was sort of all happy about playing for us at that time and scored some great goals. But that was probably his best goal from last season. It really was brilliant. So in the league, we won there, but in the FA Cup, we went out. A little disappointing as well, because it was a late goal from Benny McCarthy. Arsene Wenger decided to play Philippe Senderos at right back, rather than putting Senderos in the centre of defence and move Gallas out to right back, because, let's face it, Gallas is a much more mobile player than Senderos. So that was disappointing. But we'll see what happens. Blackburn have made some decent signings this summer as well, and they're a tough side. They've got a manager who was always a bit of a hard man, Mark Hughes. You never get an easy game against him. David Bentley will be playing. We'll be looking to kick him square in the anus with some very pointy boots. You know, Chelsea boots, or, you know, not Chelsea. We wouldn't wear Chelsea boots, but it's the style of boot. Not foot. We're not talking about Chelsea Football Club, okay? Anyway, it's going to be a tough game. Pedersen is a guy that's been linked to us during the week. Blackburn say no. Any Norwegian or Scandinavian that I've come across, when you talk to them about Pedersen, says, no, please. No. I think you'll find most of them would prefer if we signed Morten Harkett from Aha to play on the left wing rather than Morten Gamst Pedersen. Gamst. It sounds like some kind of strange disease from eating too much fine food, doesn't it? Oh, and I can't go out this weekend. I've got Gamst. Yes, I'm crippled with the Gamst. So we'll see what happens. But I'm hopeful of 3 points because, you know, we've got this fighting thing going on. Eduardo could start. Adebayor looks like he's still going to be out. Gilberto's going to be out. We could have Diaby and we could have Danielson back. It'll be interesting to see Eduardo, whether he'll play up front with Van Persie. But hopefully 3 points will be the order of the day. We can move our way up the table and continue the fine start to the season. And let us not forget that Blackburn are complete and utter cunts. You see? So it'll be nice to score 3 points against them at their own ground, if we can manage to do that. So that's about it for this week's Arsecast. I can't really think of anything more to talk about. So before I say anything foolish and regrettable, I'll bid you good day and talk to you on next week's Arsecast, and also all next week on the blog. Take it easy. Oh, shit, I never told you about the fantasy football. oleole.com/fantasyfootball. We've got a league called arseblog.com, which is a capital A on the arse blog, which I think is confusing some people. And our password is jamribter, which is JAMRIBTER, the most delicious cocktail in all the land. If you want to join up, I think the points start getting doled out once the transfer window closes. So if you've joined up already and the points say 0-0 and you're in 9 millionth place at the moment, don't worry about it. Everybody is. The points haven't started being doled out. So it's oleole.com/fantasyfootball. Okay, until next week's Arsecast, ciao, and I'll see you all next week on the blog. Bye.
Phone rang. We got a problem, said the voice. What kind of a problem, I said. One of our guys, Alex Hleb, he's been replaced by a robot, he said. How do you know, I said. 2 goals in 2 games, he said. That's not the real Alex Hleb. What do you want me to do about it, I said, taking a sip of my Basil Gimlet. There's a suitcase downstairs with 50 G's in it. Find the guy that took Hleb, give him the money, and make sure the real one stays lost.